Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The Cochrane Musculoskeletal Group are producing a series of reviews of exercise interventions for people with the painful condition fibromyalgia. The latest of these was published in October 2014 and examines the evidence on water-based exercise. In this podcast, Teresa Ross from the Exercise for Fibromyalgia Review Team describes the condition and this type of treatment.
Fibromyalgia is a common, painful, fatiguing condition which is puzzling in all aspects. The cause is unknown, and many treatments, including medications, have had only limited success. We are finding through our Cochrane reviews that there are some things that people with fibromyalgia can do to help manage their condition. This is exciting. It appears that exercise done in water can improve quality of life, symptoms, and fitness in people with fibromyalgia. The aquatic programs in this review involved exercise performed in warm water, led by a professional, and done in a vertical position in the water. Some of the studies combined exercising on land with water-based exercise, but at least half the time spent exercising needed to be in the water for the study to be eligible for this review. After an extensive search for high-quality fibromyalgia studies, we were able to analyze 16 studies. 9 of these compared groups of adults with fibromyalgia performing supervised exercise programs in water to groups that did not exercise at all. The people exercising in the water improved in most outcomes: pain, fatigue, stiffness, quality of life, and fitness when compared to people in the control groups. We also assessed whether exercising in the water had better effects than exercising on land, because many people with chronic pain say they prefer water to land for exercise. However, in the 5 studies we found, we were not able to find differences in most outcomes, and some outcomes went in different directions. For example, based on 1 study, land was better for improving strength, and aquatic exercise was better for improving sleep. One of the challenges with research into the effects of interventions such as exercise is knowing exactly what the program contained, and so we took great care to examine the exercise programs. We carefully noted the nature of the exercises, the frequency, the intensity, and the duration, and include this information in the review. This will help readers see exactly which types of exercise programs were studied. We also tried to find out which types of patients can expect the greatest improvements, and although this information is preliminary and needs to be taken with caution, it looks as though older patients with less severe pain at the start of the program had better results. We also found that longer programs had better results than shorter ones. Placing this review in a wider context, this is the 2nd in a series of systematic reviews our team is producing on exercise and fibromyalgia. The 1st, on resistance exercise training, was published on December 2013, and more will follow over the next few years.
You can watch those new reviews and read more about those of both aquatic exercise and exercise training at thecochranelibrary.com.